Danny Gallagher here, production engineer for the Knights Around the Table radio show and podcast. If you are listening to this show on the radio, please continue listening, and at the end, I'll tell you how to get a free gift card to thank you for listening. Here's our show.
Welcome to Knights Around the Table, a show where the Knights of Columbus, Fulton J. Sheen, Council 7612, sit around the WSJF studio conference table and discuss their involvement and contributions to the St. Joseph community and the areas around Sykesville and Eldersburg. Here is the host of the show, Eric Glazer.
Hello, we are the Knights of Columbus, Fulton J. Sheen Council 7612, and this is Knights Around the Table. This show is designed to inform the community who the Knights are and how we integrate with the St. Joseph community. Let's start with the Lord's Prayer.
In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
I am Eric Glazer, past Grand Knight, and tonight I'm here with...
Josh Beck, never Grand Knight.
Hi, and Rich Perron, past Grand Knight.
Michael Sanzi, a new knight.
That's great.
How's that?
That is good. Let's take a look at some upcoming events. Here are a few current reminders. Every Tuesday night at 7:30 in the chapel is our weekly Rosary for Peace. Other upcoming events, just a quick reminder, a quick thank you. We're wrapping up our Lenten season. We've had some great fish fries. If you catch us early in the month, it's a reminder to come out on some Friday nights and get the fish fries. The hush puppies have been super popular. Rich, what have you been making this year?
Hey, I'm doing the crab cakes. That's my specialty.
And the crab cakes have been really well received this year. Mac and cheese, grilled cheese, everything's coming out great. So if you catch it early, come on out. And if you catch it late and you see a knight, make sure you thank them for a really good dinner this year. I think we did a nice job.
Absolutely. I just want to remind everybody that on Good Friday is the exception. We do not do the Lenten dinner on Good Friday.
Correct. So April 11th will be our last Friday for that. The next big event is really a Sheen's event, our women's auxiliary of the Fulton J. Sheen Council. The Sheens are sponsoring a wonderful afternoon for our local seniors. We sell it as our 2025 senior prom. It's a great event. We'll have live music and dinner and dancing. We'll have games and photos, and it's really just an all-around great afternoon. For any senior who's looking for information for that, check out our website, kfc7612.org. And there's direct email links right there. If you have any other follow-up questions, you can email our Grand Knight, and he'll be happy to get back in touch with you. And that covers our April. We're moving on to May. In this May, we're looking at our big event. Today, we have Mike Sanzi with us. And Josh, take it away.
All right. Welcome, Mike. Thanks for joining us tonight.
Thank you. Thank you all very much.
Welcome to the Knights of Columbus here at St. Joseph's. Can you introduce yourself? Tell us a little bit about how you got involved here at 7612.
Well, I've been a lifelong Catholic, of course. Served my altar at my local church outside of Pittsburgh, where I grew up. Married my childhood sweetheart and went to the same church. Raised my children in the sacraments in the church. And then we eventually relocated here to Maryland. So I've been a member of St. Joseph's Catholic community for many years. But candidly, you know, I just wanted to reconnect a little more with my faith, and I wanted to expand my efforts with the church. And I candidly started it online and went and researched the Knights of Columbus online first. And of course, that led me right back here, and the rest is history. So I've been a knight since 2023, and one of my first jobs, so to speak, was to take over the golf event, because my career has been nonprofit for decades, and so running charity events is kind of second school. I have to admit, I've graduated to where I have staff doing it now, but so it's actually been refreshing for me to roll up my sleeves and get into it on a regular, more hands-on basis.
Well, I appreciate bringing your talents to the council.
It's my honor,
and we're especially grateful that you're willing to jump right into the fire this way. So,
well, it was Al Grassley who said, "So hey, you want to run our golf event?" I'm like 3 weeks into being a new knight.
And there you go.
But you know, so you don't say no when you have a calling. You know, you just move forward. So that's where
great.
We are.
Great.
That's how we are as knights, always pushing forward. So I tell you what, why don't you tell us a little bit about the tournament and what we have coming up?
Okay, great. It's on May 12th, 2025, of course. It's at the Links of Chaladon in Mount Airy. That's where we've had it traditionally for the last 3 years. It starts out with a shotgun start at 8:30 a.m. And those of you that aren't golfers, a shotgun start is literally all the teams line up on a different hole and you start at the same time, so the pace of play moves quickly. Breakfast is included. There's an awards luncheon. There's contests and prizes. We have a first, second, and third place for each team as prizes. We have closest to the pin, longest drive, straightest drive, and a putting competition. So it's an exciting morning. The weather should be great. The Links at Chaladon do a fantastic job for us, and it's just a really important fundraiser for the Knights and the church and those that we serve.
Well, that sounds excellent. Is it the kind of thing where individual people can sign up? Do they have to have a team? And do you still have room for teams?
We have plenty of room for teams, and we have plenty of room for sponsors. The teams are straightforward. It's $125 per person or $500 per team. And sponsorship, we have sponsorships as small as $200 to sponsor a tee or a hole. And that gives you signage on the tee. That gives you recognition in the booklet. It gives you recognition at the event throughout itself. So also we do social media and on our website. So any company that wants to sponsor a tee, they're welcome. We have plenty of space. Likewise, plenty of space for teams for a fun day on the links.
Excellent. Now, are there other ways that people can get involved rather than just golfing?
Yeah, if you want to come on out and volunteer, all hands on deck is always helpful. And again, it's a great day in the sun helping out a good cause.
In May, it's not terribly hot yet. So
that's true too. Yes. That's huge.
If you want to enjoy a nice spring day, definitely encourage everyone to go out and check the golf tournament.
Mike, what's the most convenient way to get information, to find up follow-up information?
Well, okay. So part of my background is I'm a graduate of Catholic University of America. So I obviously channel all of my Knights email through that. So my email address is 94sanzi, S-A-N-Z-I, at CUA.edu. I'll say it again. 94sanzi at CUA.edu. That's Catholic University of America. So just send me a request. I'll send you some information. Happy to get you on board.
And like everything else, if you missed that one, you can always just go right to the website for Knights of Columbus, and there's a link right at the top, which will go to the Grand Knight, which will go right to Mike afterwards. We definitely can get there.
I'd just like to also throw in that it's important to note that as Knights, we know that we're charitable. So this event, all proceeds go to the Carroll County Habitat for Humanity, Carroll County Special Olympics, and the Knights Charity Fund. So this isn't a bunch of Knights taking the money and having a beer party. We turn around and give back to the most important charities in our own local community.
A little of that'll be fun though, right?
A little.
And I don't think we've actually covered this yet. What is the actual date? It's in May, but
yeah,
what day?
Yeah, I mentioned May 12th.
Did we say 12th? Okay.
Yeah, May 12th, 2025.
That's still a Monday morning?
That's still a Monday morning.
Monday morning.
Call in sick day.
Excellent. Thanks, Mike.
Thank you all very much.
We're the Knights Around the Table. Just a quick reminder of who's around. I'm Eric.
I'm Josh.
And Rich.
I'm Mike.
And I'm going to bounce back to Josh, who's going to give us a little Lenten story for tonight.
So we are currently in the middle of Lent, and by the time you're listening to this, it might still be Lent. It might be after. I apologize. But this is still a fun little story. It's how the McDonald's Filet-O-Fish became a Lenten tradition in the United States. Few people associate McDonald's with the season of Lent, but the fast food chain has played a small but iconic role in Lenten history, at least in the United States. Known primarily for its burgers and chicken nuggets, the restaurant's Filet-O-Fish sandwich is also a classic mainstay on the menu, and it first arose in the early 1960s as a way to boost sales on Lenten Fridays. Now, according to the company, An early franchisee based in Cincinnati ran a McDonald's in a heavily Catholic neighborhood and noticed a decrease in sales at his McDonald's restaurants on Fridays during Lent. He proposed to the founder, Ray Kroc, that he allow the restaurant to begin selling fish sandwiches as a way to draw in observant Catholics on Fridays. Now, Kroc was dubious about adding fish to the menu, but this owner, whose name is Lou Groen, would later claim that Kroc told him, "I don't want my stores stunk up with the smell of fish." Hard to argue. He and Groen decided to run a test. And this is actually very interesting. They would sell Groen's fish sandwich on a Friday along what Kroc dubbed the Hula Burger, a meatless sandwich consisting of grilled pineapple with a slice of cheese on top. Perhaps unsurprisingly, if you know your McDonald's menu now, the filet of fish won out. In fact, it won massively. In its corporate history, McDonald's says the fish sandwich sold 350 orders, while only 6 customers purchased the Hula Burger. A few years later, the fish sandwich was the first new dish officially added to the original McDonald's menu. The company says it has since become a popular menu item. At one point, McDonald's even advertised the sandwich with an anthropomorphic, sharply dressed piece of cod known as Phil, first name Phil, A, his middle initial, O Fish, his last name. Phil A, O Fish. So McDonald's, little did you know, has some Catholicism in its history.
It's good to know.
Good to know, but they're still open on Sundays.
I ran fryers when I worked at McDonald's. I have nightmares of the place. Not gonna lie. Rich Perron is our council lecturer. In our regular business meetings, he presents informative items to the meeting. Rich, what fun facts do you have?
I have some really interesting facts today. As a matter of fact, I'm going to be a little aloof here. We just all witnessed, a little while back here, daylight savings time. And it's always a controversy every year about daylight saving time. But let me give you a little history. It's been used since 1918. And back to actually in history, the Romans actually at one time had the same thing. They changed the time of the day so they can work the slaves longer. But anyhow, we've adopted here in 1918 in this country, primarily during wartime, to save energy because people then didn't use the lights early in the morning. And it was repealed after World War II. In World War II, after World War I, after World War II, it was reestablished in 1942. And in 1966, the Uniform Time Act, you see, Congress hasn't got enough things to do. The Uniform Time Act was set to start and the end date and the start date for daylight savings time. In 2005, the energy policy extended daylight saving time a few weeks from the second Sunday in March until the first Sunday in November. With state exceptions, and there are Arizona, except for the Navajo Nation, which is federal land, and they have to adhere to the law. And except for Hawaii, Guam, American Samoa, Puerto Rico, and a couple of other possessions, they don't observe the same daylight savings time. In 2022, the U.S. Senate passed the Sunshine Protection Act, which would have permanently activated daylight savings time, but it didn't become law because it never passed the House of Representatives. However, it is back on the agenda this year for consideration. So only time will tell. Daylight saving time will tell. Just thought you'd like to know that.
Thanks, Rich. I really appreciate that. If you want to become a member of the Knights of Columbus, send an email to 7612kfc@gmail.com. We would love to have every Catholic man in Eldersburg and Sykesville become a member. You can always keep up with Knights of Columbus events at our website, kfc7612.org. Please check it out. Email links are right there on the website. If you have any questions from today's show or about the upcoming golf tournament, you can follow through with those emails. Mike, thanks for coming out. I appreciate you chatting with us.
My pleasure. Thank you again.
And thanks for welcoming us to your radio. Let's close with a Hail Mary.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
I'm Eric Klaser, and one more trip around the table,
Josh Beck.
Hi, Rich Perron.
Mike Sanzi with the golf.
And this has been Knights Around the Table. I'll see you next time. Thanks.
Danny Gallagher here, production engineer for Knights Around the Table radio show and podcast. If you're listening to this show on the radio, you can get a free gift card by sending an email with your contact information to wsjf@stjoseph.cc or call our studio phone line at 443-920-9125. Send us an email at wsjf@stjoseph.cc or call our studio at 443-920-9125. Leave your contact information and we'll send you a free gift card to thank you for listening.
Thanks for listening to this edition of Knights Around the Table. We look forward to the next conversation about who the Knights are and what they're up to. Thanks to WSJF for broadcasting the show and Molly Klaser for her tireless engineering support. We'll see you next time.